tonight in honor of it being our 10th anniversary. We're going to honor the founders, who are the people, incidentally, who still pick the movies for us.
Is that right?
That is.
They're still in charge of this?
They're still in charge of
some of whom don't even live here anymore.
That's right. Wow. But they get still together. No movies. And they select the movies, and we work very closely with them, and then we just make it happen.
Who selects the movies?
Heather Allmendinger.
Who
Ben
we saw
Beaumont,
the other day.
Yeah.
Oh, Ms. Allmendinger.
We saw her the other day at the Access event.
Yes,
yes,
we did.
She's a huge supporter of Access Schools.
And she selects the movies?
She and Blake Rutherford and Ben Beaumont put their heads together and select the movies.
Sometimes over Skype, I'm assuming.
Yeah. What is the criteria?
Well, they were founders, so they get the pull. They get the stroke.
So the criteria is I started it?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. They created the whole entire Movies in the Park 10 years ago. And there is a system that they use to choose the movies, which allows...
Interesting.
You know, you'll see there's something...
It's a mathematic formula.
Yeah, exactly. It is very complicated, and I'm a marketing girl, not a math girl, so I can't tell you that part of it. But I can tell you that they try to do a superhero movie and a kid-friendly movie like
we got a sports movie here.
They do sports.
Friday Night Lights.
They do a chick flick. They do...
Eat, Pray, Love.
There's the chick flick. They have Man of Steel, which is tonight, which is the superhero movie. They
have an alien movie, E.T.
Do you want to tell her what they have? Diana and Pat will tell you what they got.
Well, I'm reading the thing, too.
I know.
It's a pop culture favorite, so you'll know.
A little something for everybody.
That's the whole point, you know, is that Movies in the Park reaches out to our community, and we've been offering them free movies in a great environment for 10 years, and we average about 1,500 to 3,000 people at every movie, depending on the movie.
You know what happened with my luck? The one night they showed my favorite movie in the world, Back to the Future, is the night it got rained out.
Oh, that was before my time. I'd never had a rain
She's
out.
It won't happen when you're when
That's
you're
good. Okay,
you
let's
have rain out, so.
Can you tell me some of the details other than you can find everything you need to know at moviesinthepark.lr.net? Concessions, things of that nature, what all goes into this? What time do you start? Give me the nuts and bolts.
Nuts and bolts. Okay, we do have concessions there. The amphitheater will be open about 7 o'clock. Concessions will be set up earlier. However, you are welcome to bring in your own concessions. That can be a picnic. That can be anything you want to eat and drink, including adult beverages. If you are an adult, no.
There's no smoking?
There is no smoking.
Just checking.
Of any kind inside the amphitheater. So if you must partake, then you should just go right outside the gate so that you don't disturb.
But you can use vape pens.
Kids that are in there watching the film.
That's
it. You can even bring your dog.
When my kid and I are in there watching Office Space, I can't be bothered by your smoke. So take it outside, Pally.
That's right.
And Daddy, what's that word mean? Hang on, Maddox. I'll get back to you on that. So you got Man of Steel, Office Space, Eat, Pray, Love. Frozen is coming up. Have you seen Frozen?
I have not.
What?
I don't have any children, and...
Somebody thinks you're weird if you go to Frozen. Won an Academy Award, for goodness sakes.
Well, I mean, I'm familiar, and RJ sang the song for us yesterday, so I'm really familiar now, but...
I'm glad I missed that part.
Oh, it was great.
I think I'm the only person that actually cried at this thing. I thought
it
was really
good. What would you consider Harry Potter? What is that, a...
tween, maybe?
I think nerd
alert. What is that? Is that a comedy?
No.
Well, I laugh at all those folks.
It's like, you know... fantasy, I don't know.
I will
Wizardry
say this.
Sorcery?
Yes, yeah.
July 30th, good Lord willing, and the weather permitting, I will be there with my kids. I saw E.T. at the theater 4 times. It's such a great movie. How many?
You did?
How big is your screen?
It takes up the majority of the entire front of the stage.
That's
like
a ballpark figure. Can I have an exacting number? Do you
well,
know? You
I'm
don't do math.
Say,
you just said that.
Right, and I'm, you know.
You know, if I was in marketing, I'd say super big.
It's huge. That's a
well,
huge
give me an example. It's similar to going to the movies, right? Would you say
I
that
would say
size?
It's bigger than going to the movies. Way okay. bigger than going.
Is it bigger than the Reynolds Razorback Stadium?
I don't know.
Video board?
Yes.
Okay. There
is
you go.
It more free than going to the movie theater?
Absolutely. It's the best. And bring bug spray because we don't spray for mosquitoes, and there's a very good reason for that, but you probably don't care what it is.
What? I don't know. Now you piqued my interest. What? I've lost my train of thought.
You're welcome.
So you basically start at sundown?
Sundown, which sunsets at 8:22, I think, tonight, which means probably about 8:32. We have to wait about 10 minutes. So it's good and dark. That way that you guys can see very clearly on the screen.
Okay.
Oh, but tonight we're going to have this ceremony at the very beginning before the movie starts where we honor the founders. And prior to that, they're going to do a time-lapse video that shows the construction of the new amphitheater when we did it.
Oh, I can't
so
wait for that.
So that is going to be very cool, too.
So that's going to play before.
The first security amphitheater? Is
yes,
that what you mean?
Yes. So it'll show how we built it and the whole process, which took about 6 months.
Tonight is Man of Steel. Next week, Office Space. Ooh. Here's a clip into the break. We'll be back and talk a little bit more with Diana about what else is going on at the River Market, because there are some exciting things we want to tell people about.
Good
especially
deal.
Especially if you're a big fan of a good tomato.
That's right.
Looks like you've been missing a lot of work lately.
I wouldn't say I've been missing it, Bob.